Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
What's that stuff you're studying?
Economics.
Economics? Hey, that's all about money and things, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, right now we're studying about stocks and bonds.
Tough, huh?
Yeah, real tough. Probably the toughest course I have.
Well, why don't you go down and ask Dad to help you?
Nah, Dad came home tired tonight. He might get upset if I went down and bothered him now. I'll just wait till he comes up and then I'll look like I'm having a rough time. And he'll say, well, here, Wally, let me give you a hand. And then I'll say, oh, gee, no, Dad, I don't want to bother you. You've got enough work of your own to do. And he'll say, oh, nonsense. I'm never too busy to help one of my boys. And I'll say, okay, and we'll both be happy.
You know, Wally, you may not know stocks and bonds, but you sure know parents.
How's the homework coming, Wally?
Well, okay, I guess, Dad. Except for this economics. You know, I don't understand how they expect you to learn this stuff about stocks and bonds.
Well, if you're stuck, let me give you a hint.
Oh, gee, that's okay, Dad. You've got a lot of work of your own to do.
Oh, that can wait. I'm never too busy to help you fellas.
You boys know that. Boy, Wally, it works.
What's that, Beaver?
Oh, nothing, Dad.
Now, stocks and bonds, huh? I always found that a very interesting subject. And useful later in life, too.
Dad, do you have any stocks and bonds?
Yeah, a few.
Are we rich, Dad?
No, Beaver, we're not rich. We're what you might call comfortable.
Well, I guess if you're not rich, it's just as good to be comfortable.
Say, Dad, what's the real difference between stocks and bonds?
All right, now let me see if I can clear that up for you.
A stock is a share in a company, and a bond is an obligation. Isn't that right, Ward?
Yes, basically, yeah. Well, then, let's take a big company with billions of dollars invested in plant, equipment, merchandise. Now, obviously, no one man has this kind of money. So in order to raise money, they issue stock, and people buy the stock.
And in a way, they become part owner of the company. Lots of companies have thousands of stockholders. Isn't that right, Ward?
Basically.
How does a guy make money in stocks?
One way is if the company shows a profit, then they divide this money up among the stockholders. That's called a dividend.
Of course, when the stock jumps up, you can sell it and make money that way.
Boy, that's neat. If you get the right stock, you can make a whole lot of money.
You know something? It might not be a bad idea if you fellows got a little practical experience with stocks.
What are you suggesting, the boys go in the market?
No, that's just what I'm suggesting.
Can we, Dad? Can we, huh?
Yeah, that'd be great, Dad.
I don't like it.
Well, why not? It'll give the boys a chance to really learn the workings of our financial system. And maybe make a few dollars, too.
I got $30. I'll go get it.
Well, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Beaver. We don't need it yet. Now, let's see. Wally, you have some money saved from working weekends, haven't you?
Yeah, I think I've got about $50 left after buying my clothes and junk.
All right. Now then, suppose each of you fellows puts up $25.
Okay, I'll go get it.
Beaver, don't need it yet.
See? He's getting money mad.
Well, no, he's just enthusiastic, dear. Now then, suppose you boys put up $50 between you and I match it. That way you'll have $100 to invest.
Oh, boy.
I think this can be a good, solid lesson in American business.
Who's going to pick the stock, Dad?
Oh, well, I think your father should do that.
No, I think the boys should have a hand in it, too. I'll tell you what.
You fellas read the financial page and any other information you can get, then consider it very thoroughly.
Boy, is this the way Rockefeller started? Here's one. AT&T. What's that mean, Wally?
Well, that's American Telephone and Telegraph. They're a pretty big outfit.
Let's buy them.
Oh, GB, that stock's pretty high. For the money we've got, we couldn't buy much of an interest in the company.
But gee, Wally, it'd sure be neat. Just think, every time somebody said telegram or call somebody on the telephone, it'd be just like putting money in our pocket.
Come on, let's settle on something.
Hey, I got an idea. What'd I get?
An ad for a lost poodle. Well, good, we've got to use our common sense.
Well, then in that case, you're lucky I'm here.
Hi, Eddie.
Financial page. Taking a plunge into the market?
Yeah. Our father said we could buy some stock. We've got $100 to spend. We're trying to pick one out.
Here's one, Wally. And it doesn't cost too much either.
Which one's that, Beef?
The King Clean Company. Boy, what a neat name.
That's a typical kid thing. It has a neat name. What do you know about this outfit, kid?
Well, it's called King Clean. It's like, I guess they make some sort of cleaning junk.
Yeah, a little slob like you could keep them in business.
Knock it off, Eddie. I don't know about that stock, Beef.
Hey, here's something for you. Space Age Labs. $1 a share. You could buy a whole basket full of the stuff.
Yeah, what do you know about them?
It's Space Age, kid. Where have you been? This is the Space Age. You can get in on the ground floor before they blast off.
Yeah, well, it's part my money. I want the King Clean Company.
Boy, Beaver, are you dumb? What's so neat about King Clean?
Well, it's better than Space Age. Wally, everything's called Space Age. Well, I bought a sweatshirt the other day, and it was called a Space Age sweatshirt.
Look, Beaver, if you think I'm going to put my money on some kind of junk called King Clean when I don't even know what it cleans, you're flaky.
Hey, cool it, man. I have an idea. This is a list of over-the-counter stocks.
Over-the-counter? What's that mean?
It means they can be bought, although they're not listed on the market yet. That's where the big killings are made.
If you know so much, how come you're not rich? I don't even think you're comfortable.
What's the stock, Eddie?
Jet Electro. They have a plant near here.
Hey, that's neat. We can walk over after school and keep an eye on our money.
Maybe.
Okay, Wally. I'll bet you're happy because it's some of that Space Age junk you like.
Yeah, I'll tell Dad in the morning. And, Beef, thanks a lot for going along with the Space Age junk.
That's okay, Wally. I figure if I'm going to be rich, it doesn't matter if I get rich on King, Clean, or Space Age.
You see, you guys stick with me. You'd be wearing diamonds.
Did you come to a decision on your stock?
Uh-huh. We're going to buy Jet Electro.
Jet Electro? I don't think I ever heard of that. Where'd you find it?
Well, it's an over-the-counter stock that Eddie Haskell found for us. It's only 50 cents a share, and with the money we've got, we can get 200 shares.
Well, that sounds pretty speculative, boys. I was hoping you'd pick something a bit more solid.
Well, gee, Dad, we gave this a lot of thought. We couldn't afford any of the real big ones. And this sounds like it might be in some kind of space electronics or something like that.
Yeah, Dad. And we can sit back and wait for it to blast off.
Boys, this sounds like a big gamble. And you've worked hard to save that money.
Well, which stock did you choose for us, Dad?
Well, we didn't pick anything, Beaver. Your mother and I do have a suggestion, though. And, well, shall we talk it over? Okay?
Yeah, sure. It's okay with you, Beaver?
Okay, Dad.
Well, fine. We thought you might like to buy Mayfield Power and Electric.
That's a solid firm, Beaver. Well, they supply all the power used in town and most for the county.
You know, fellows, I know it doesn't sound as appealing at first as your Jet Electro, but utility stocks have always been a fine investment.
I think it's a very fine stock.
I guess we're stuck with it, Wally.
Well, fellows, I'd like to feel that it was your decision.
Well, does Mayfield Power and Electric jump up a lot?
Well, no, I can't promise that, Wally. They're usually very steady. Now, it probably won't jump up, but on the other hand, I think I can guarantee that it won't drop a lot either.
And Jet Electro?
Well, there's always the chance that it might go up like a rocket.
Then we should buy it.
Or come down like a rocket.
Yeah. Well, I guess we better go along with Dad.
Hey, Wally. My side took up the papers. Come on, let's see how our stock's doing.
Let's see, Mayfield Power and Electric.
That's us. That's our company.
High, $25.
Yeah, that's what we paid.
Low, $25. Change, nothing.
Nothing?
They just sat around all day.
Gee, Wally, how are we going to make any money if our stock just sits around doing nothing?
Well, look, Bee, let's look at the bright side of things. I mean, well, after all, we didn't lose anything.
Yeah, but let's not tell Dad. We wouldn't want him to feel bad.
Yeah. Boy, maybe Eddie was right. Maybe we should have gone with a swinging stock.
No. Well, Dad knows a lot more than that dumb old Eddie does.
Yeah, but just think of the mess it's going to be if, for once in his life, Eddie's right.
You boys haven't mentioned it for the last few days.
Mentioned what?
How your Mayfield Electric and Power is doing.
All that.
Well, don't you care how your stock's doing?
Oh, yeah. Well, we've been checking it every now and then.
It doesn't do much, Dad. It just sort of sits around and does nothing.
Well, now, you were told it wouldn't be an overnight sensation.
Oh, that's okay, Mom.
You know, I think you boys will find a pleasant surprise in the paper this evening. Why don't you go check it?
Excuse me.
Good news?
Well, it didn't exactly blast off, but it did make a move.
See, Mayfield Power and Electric, low 25, high 25 and one quarter, closed at 25 and one quarter, gain one quarter.
Oh, boy, it's really starting to move. How much we make, Dad?
Well, let's see, you have four shares, went up a quarter, so you made a whole dollar.
A dollar? That's not very much.
Well, I guess it won't be so bad if they do that every day.
Well, I don't think they'll do this every day.
Hey, Dad, is Jet Electro around?
Oh, let's see. That was an over-the-counter stock. Yeah, here it is. What was the one you wanted to buy?
50 cents.
Well, it's up to 75 now.
Wow. Boy, Wally, if we'd have bought those, we could have had 200 shares. And each one would be worth 25 cents more now. How much did that be?
Well, 200 shares, and it went up a quarter, so you'd have made $50.
Wow.
Look, boys, I don't want you to feel cheated about this. These so-called penny stocks like Jet Electro are very erratic. Now, I checked this thoroughly with my broker, and he was against it for a number of reasons.
Oh, well, that's okay, Dad. I mean, the guy who's ahead in the first lap doesn't always win the race. Isn't that right, Bee?
Oh, sure, Dad. We're real happy with Mayfield Power. It's just like that story about the race between the tortoise and the hare. I hope.
Mayfield Power and Electric, no change. Jet Electro up a quarter. Up a dollar. Still no change. Mayfield Power, still the same. Jet Electro up a half. Jet Electro is still going up.
Sure is. I was sort of hoping it'd take a nosedive by now.
Oh, honey, I don't think the boys can blame you. After all, you don't have any control over the market.
I know, but it's bound to take a little of the shine off the old father image.
Why don't we hide the paper? Or tell him it didn't come.
Well, it's a very enticing idea, but even if the tune's a little sour, I think I better face the music.
I think we should have a pretty good team if we work out a little more.
Yeah, I can't wait for the season to begin.
Hi, Mom, Dad.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi, fellas. We just want to check the paper.
Yeah, we want to look at Jet Electro.
That's what you boys bought Mayfield Power.
Yeah, but that doesn't do anything. Jet Electro's got all the action.
Yeah, Mom. So we look at Jet Electro, and then we figure out how much money we could have made.
What's the rest of the paper?
Oh,
Thanks, Dad. Wow, Beaver, it's up to 2.5.
Boy, Dad, If you'd let us buy that when we wanted to, we could have been millionaires by now.
Oh, now, Beaver, you know you wouldn't have been millionaires.
Don't give up yet, boys. I still have faith in Mayfield, in the long run.
Remember Beaver? Well, you yourself said the tortoise won the race.
Yeah, Mom. But I sure wish this turtle of ours would start moving.
Oh, Mr. Cleaver.
Oh, sorry, Eddie. Come on in.
Your door was open, so I took the liberty of entering.
Oh, well, now our door is always open to you, Eddie.
I wonder, are the young fellows at home?
Yes, the young fellows are up in their room.
Oh, then you'll excuse me.
It's a pleasure.
Mrs. Cleaver, you've done something new to your hair.
Not a thing.
Oh, it looks very nice.
Sometimes that kid gets under my skin.
Sometimes I think he's a very nice boy.
Oh, so your pop led you down the garden path.
What are you talking about?
I've been keeping my eye on the market. Mayfield Power certainly isn't a blockbuster.
It's doing okay.
If you'd have bought Jet Electro, as I advised, you'd be sitting in clover. If you'd have listened to me instead of your pop, you'd be the electronics king of Mayfield today. Oh, well, it's your money. Easy come, easy go.
Look, Eddie, knock it off, will you, before I throw you out of here.
Well, there's no need for violence. Never thought you'd be a sore loser.
Boy, what a dodo.
Yeah. Hey, Bee, maybe Dad would let us switch the stock.
Yeah, Wally. But let's break it to him easy. We don't want him to feel too bad.
Well, Eddie didn't stay long.
Long enough. Say, Dad, could we speak to you a minute?
Sure, what's up?
Well, we don't want to make you feel bad or anything, Dad. But we think Mayfield Power and Light, it's sort of a dopey stock. So, you see, we'd like to trade in on some Jet Electro. Well, that is, if it's okay with you, Dad.
Uh-huh. You feel the same way, Wally?
Well, I don't know about it being dopey, but that other stuff sure is making a lot of loot.
Well, I'm sure that in time, Mayfield will do all right, too.
No, boys, it's your money. And perhaps I should have let you go your own way in the beginning. I'll make the transfer on Monday.
Well, you're not mad, are you?
No, of course not.
Well, thanks, Dad. Boy, Mom, now we're going to be rich. I'll buy anything you want.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
Hi.
Where's the paper?
It's in on the big chair. You sure you want to look?
No, I'm not at all sure. You know, it's an awful feeling hoping the boy's stock's going to do a nosedive. I feel very selfish about it.
Well, I'm sure it'll turn out all right.
Jet Electro's up to $3 a share. They made money since I bought it for him yesterday.
Oh, Ward, don't feel too badly.
Oh, I don't. Matter of fact, it's sort of reassuring for my old age to know we have a couple of financial geniuses in the household. June, come here a minute.
What is it, dear?
Listen to this. I think the axe has fallen. The Defense Department announced today the cancellation of a series of contracts. Among the firms in this area affected are Jet Electro.
Oh, honey, how does that affect the stock?
Down to 75 cents.
Boys are going to be heartbroken.
Well, maybe they'll learn something from this.
Oh, I know, honey, but I hate to have them learn the hard way.
Yeah, I know. And sometimes that's the only way we can learn a lesson.
Hello, boys.
Hi.
Well, fellas. You, tired?
No.
We're ruined.
Yeah.
Eddie just showed us the paper. We're wiped out. We bought our stock for $2.50 and now it's down to 75 cents.
Eddie said by tomorrow, it'll drop out of sight. Is he right, Dad?
Well, I'm afraid he may be this time. When a small company loses a major contract, it can be disastrous.
Boy, Dad, you were right. We never should have gambled.
Boy, that dumb old Jet Electro.
Oh, boys, don't feel so badly. Next time you won't make the same mistake.
Won't be any next time without any money.
I learned one thing.
I'm never going to bet on that rabbit again.
Why don't you check Mayfield Power?
Gee, Dad, don't rub it in.
Oh, I'm not rubbing it in. Couldn't do any harm to look.
It's up half a point. Boy, Dad, we should have listened to you.
Do you really mean that?
Boy, Dewey, and how?
Well, then, you do own some. I gave my broker an order to sell Jet Electro if it dropped below 2.5 and buy back Mayfield.
You did?
Boy, thanks a lot, Dad. So we're not broke?
No, I'd say you're back just about where you started from.
Boy, Dad, I'll bet you're the smartest guy in the whole world.
Well, it's nice to hear you say that, Beaver. But I'm far from being the smartest guy in the whole world. However, I do think I've had enough experience to give you boys a little good advice now and then.
Boy, from now on, I'm going to listen every time you say anything.
Oh, I think that's asking too much, Wally. I expect any father would settle for every other time.
Just wait till we rub this in on dumb old Eddie.
Well, dear, looks like the shine is still on the father image.
Yeah, it feels pretty good, too. When your sons think you're smarter than their friends, you know you've really got it made.
Boy, Beave, that was a close one. For a while there, I thought we were broke.
Yeah, I thought we'd end up living in the poorhouse.
Don't be silly.
Yeah, but it was still close.
Oh, good night, Beave.
Good night, Wally.
Hey, Beav, aren't you going to turn the light out?
No, I thought I'd let it burn.
Yeah, but electricity costs money.
Oh, sure. We own a hunk of the power company. I'm just doing like the Bible says, you know, about helping yourself.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Good night, Wally.
Night.
Lucille Ball's number one fan was her mother, Dee Dee, who attended the filming of every episode. Lucy would come out before each show to introduce her mom to the studio audience. Episode 176, Building a Barbecue, is next on TV Land.